Da kommt nichts. Ha, jetzt kommt es. Man muss beide drücken. Weil, wenn du hier ausmacht, man muss beide drücken. Guck mal.
So, ja, ha, hu, gut. Gut, gut.
Hier, zabala, pa, 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 pa. 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, za, gut. Za, reicht.
speaking in this to this microphone. I hope it does work. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Talking into this heavy microphone with a cable. Because all the more advanced technology has failed.
Can you hear something?
Does it work? Can you hear me? Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I am proudly to introduce Fons Adriansen. He's going to talk about the techniques of ambisonic recordings with the use of tetrahedral microphone processor. Fons.
Processor, a software application, which replaces the hardware processing unit that you normally have to use with an ambisonic microphone. So I probably will have to start by providing a short introduction to ambisonics, because who knows something about ambisonics here in this room? Okay, that's more than I expected. It's good. So I give a short introduction into what ambisonics is, then we see what is a tetrahedral microphone. You can all already see one. There's one in the middle of the room. Doesn't look special, but it's a tetrahedral. Then we have a short look at the application. And the application itself is not complicated. The complicated part is calibrating it for one microphone, because the microphones are not perfect, and you have to adjust the parameters in the application for each microphone. And finally, if there's still some time, I will introduce a jack backend, which I've written, which can help you to use this type of microphones. I'm sorry. What you see is about one third of my screen. There's some problem with the extra video output here, so I can't present this in the nice full screen mode, which I wanted to use, but it works. So what is ambisonics? It's many things. Most people will know it as a technology for surround sound. It's a system of recording sound, representing it in file in a certain file format, and of rendering it. But it's more. It's also a mathematical way to describe what is the directional information in a sound field. And even more mathematical, it's a way to describe the spatial structure of waves in a very general way, which is used in quantum physics in the same way, actually. So it's not new. It was developed 30 years ago by mainly Michael Gerson and Peter Craven. And it is firmly based on physics, math, and acoustics, psychoacoustics. So it's actually one of the technologies that actually works for surround sound. But the full potential of it could not be realized at the time, because technology was not available. Today we can do very complex processing on a computer. It was not possible in that time. We're speaking about the 80s, of the previous century. So, but today the technology is used inside